Communication is one of the most basic and universal leadership skills that all of us need to develop and refine during our careers. And it's the second in a series of four core leadership skills we're covering here in separate episodes. Communicating information and ideas is consistently rated among the most important leadership competencies for leaders to be successful. Communication is also embedded in a number of other core leadership skills, like leading employees and building and mending relationships. Writing clearly, speaking with clarity, and active listening, these are all part of the communication equation. All of those are self-regulated behaviors, things that you can control about yourself. As you move up the career ladder, communication and leadership roles expands to behaviors beyond you and becomes an essential part of how you serve others. Your communication skill set, like encouraging discussion, building trust, conveying vision and strategic intent, and pulling people along with you, all of these things are external to yourself. At every level of leadership, communication is a critically important skill. And in this episode, I'll share 7 tips to help you be a better communicator and a better leader. This is Timeless Leadership, where we explore the values and principles that drive extraordinary leaders. We look for the timeless virtues that are just as relevant in the 21st century as they were in the first century. Universal truths that will help make us better versions of ourselves. Hi, I'm Scott Monte, and welcome to Timeless Leadership. As an executive coach, I work with leaders at all stages of their leadership journey, and one thing that is common to all of them is the need to be a good communicator. It's not enough to just have the ideas in your head and know how you want to execute. You have to be able to articulate your vision, your expectations, your feedback, and you need to do it in a compelling way. By the way, I hope you're subscribed to the Timeless and Timely newsletter. Every week there, I offer stories for curious, lifelong learners like you who are looking for answers to today's challenges. And believe it or not, leaders from the past also experienced similar challenges themselves. I tell their stories and put them in context for you so you can speed up your leadership journey by learning from their failures and successes. And if you subscribe as a paid member every other week, or weekend, I should say, you'll receive Off the Clock, which is a fun look at words and history, as well as occasional bonus content from the podcast here and other essays, and the opportunity to comment on every single one of the entries. I hope you'll join us. Politics and policies aside, Ronald Reagan stands out as one of the best communicators we've ever had in the White House. Like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he knew the power of speaking directly to the people. FDR used the radio for his fireside chats. Reagan was more of a television man. And Reagan's skill was more than being a Hollywood star, though. He knew how to move people through stories. He educated his audiences using memorable and simple examples, and he brought ideas to life by illustrating those situations vividly. And he did so with great regularity. Speeches, press conferences, televised statements. At every turn, he repeated that vision that he had, and he invited his audience on a journey with him as he painted an image that was recognizable to everyone. Words were his medium, stories his canvas. Now, you can communicate like a Reagan or like an FDR, too. So I've got a handful of suggestions that can help you become better at what you do and become a better leader. So the first thing, I should say 1A, this is kind of a two-parter. Authenticity counts a lot. Be honest and sincere. Find your own voice. Don't use corporate speak. You don't want to sound like someone you're not. I'm sure you've called a customer service line and you've heard the official, "We regret any inconvenience you may have experienced." Well, that doesn't sound human. It sounds like a lawyer wrote it. Let who you are and where you come from and what you value come through in your communication. Because people want and respect and will follow authentic leadership. Don't worry about eloquence. Worry about being real. Don't disguise who you are, because people can see through that and they will never willingly follow someone who feels inauthentic. The part two to this, 1B, I guess we could call it, match your words with your actions. Now, you can be the most gifted storyteller, a virtuoso with a speech, but if you don't live up to your words, it may feel like you haven't communicated at all. And in some ways, actions are even more powerful than words because people are observing you even when you're not saying anything. They see the true you at work. Let's move on to number two, which is related. Visibility. Visibility is a form of communication. And if you want to communicate well, you have to show up. It's not enough to just send emails or Slack messages or official letters. You need to be present and visible and available. Getting out there consistently and predictably, that lets others know what kind of a leader you are. Bill Hewlett, founder of Hewlett-Packard, he knew there wasn't any substitute for personal involvement. And so he believed in what he called MBWA, management by walking around. MBWA. Leaders are often holed up in meetings and invisible to their teams. So it's critical to come out of your sanctum. Mix with people, talk with them, understand what's going on directly from them. When we have remote and hybrid workplaces, well, that makes it even more critical. And of course, video calls aren't the same as a physical presence, but they're better than emails, they're better than Slack messages or team messages, and they're certainly better than no communication at all. And the unscheduled video call is probably a great way to affect this. People need to see and feel who you are and feel connected to the work that you want them to do, and you can do that by finding ways to interact with them. Number three, always communicate. When there's radio silence, well, people begin to get ideas. And in this absence, more often than not, these ideas are negative ones. Even when there's nothing to indicate something is negative. It's just the way the human brain works. And you can avoid this negative inference by filling that silence. Now, it doesn't have to be a constant drone of communication, but it should be done with regularity. And all the better if there's a consistency to it, so you build expectations. But remember, if you've built those expectations and you've built that consistency, it'll hurt you if you break the cycle. Number four, keep it simple. Short, simple messages tend to stick with people. I think that's obvious. You don't need to be Tolstoy, because really, who reads Tolstoy these days anyway? He was a drag. And people tend to skim over long communications, whether it's a novel or a long letter. The other thing about simplicity is that people inherently trust it more. Do you ever think about that? When something is simply stated, it's more easily trustable. Why? Because there's nowhere for misinformation to hide. It's all right there. Number five, listening is a powerful skill. We think so much about ongoing communication, the communication that we send out to people, that the incoming tends to be ignored. And yet study after study finds that people think more highly of people who take the time to listen to them. And you need to know how to listen. It's not just waiting to speak, waiting for a gap in the conversation. But it's truly taking in information and processing it and letting people know that you're interested in listening. How? Well, you can ask for feedback and then act on that feedback. That'll tell them that you truly listened to what they told you. When you listen well, you gain a clear understanding of someone else's perspective and their knowledge. Listening is another thing that fosters trust and respect and openness and alignment. Active listening is a key part of coaching other people. It's what I do in my own coaching practice. Just let people air their concerns. But behind that, you need to ask them powerful questions, insightful questions, the right questions, questions that open the door to what they think and how they really feel. And then pay close attention to what is said. Close and respectful attention. And perhaps even more importantly, what's left unsaid. Number 6, show and tell. Storytelling is probably the most compelling way to bring people along. I have a whole speech I give about better storytelling for people in corporate roles. If that's something, by the way, you're interested in bringing me in to talk to your team about, let me know. So one of my most requested speeches and a favorite one for me to give. But the whole point here is leadership centers people around ideas by telling them stories. Stories are emotionally engaging. And when people are emotionally engaged, they're more likely to work on a project with you. You want to bring a point to life, maybe a boring and mundane point. Bring it to life with a story. Stories that are well told help your team members remember what it is that you're talking to them about. Communication, like other leadership skills, takes work, and it can be hard, but it's essential in every leadership role, so it's worth working on. So let's review our 7 steps here. Authenticity counts a lot. Match your words with your actions. Visibility is a form of communication. Always communicate. Keep it simple. Listening is a powerful skill. And storytelling is the most compelling way to bring people along. If you'd like to work on your communication, please drop me a note at timeless@scottmonte.com or use the contact page on my website. We've got a link to it right here in the show notes. I'd love to help you and your team develop your storytelling, listening skills, and authenticity. Please make sure you're subscribed wherever you get podcasts and at Timeless and Timely on Substack. I'll have one episode on the 2 remaining core leadership skills, and I don't want you to miss a single one. Until we're together again, remember that being a good communicator is timeless. It's something that'll help you inspire others to learn more, dream more, do more, and become more. The hallmark of a timeless leader. I'm Scott Monte. There's so much to learn.